fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 9th day of March, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, as opposed to what many rhinos and Democrats would like to see, we do, in fact, do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning, I'm proud to say. That's what we do. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Purpose of the day is to make sure your safe haven is ready. It's going to be different things for different people. Some people live at their safe haven. Other people have a remote location to go to in time of crisis, whatever it is for you. Make sure everything is ready and in good condition, ready to be used as necessary. We have patient waiting in agreement with my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, a company that he owns and operates, a company manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel water filter. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
If I felt any better, it wouldn't be illegal. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's beautiful weather here in North Carolina.
Outstanding. Are you keeping up to date on what Tucker Carlson has been revealing every night?
I didn't get a chance to watch the newscast, and the reason is that we've discontinued our cable, you'll be proud to hear, as of last month. So I haven't kept up with Fox News. I haven't found another way to access it properly. I guess I could watch recordings probably somehow online, but it's been so busy. We're doing a major website update and just so much going on here.
And, obviously you have internet access, so you need something called a Fire Stick, and you can access pretty much everything exists with no monthly fee, which is what I do.
Yeah, that's what we have. Yeah, we have the Fire Stick, but I thought you couldn't access Fox News.
I watch it every night.
So you can get live Fox News?
Absolutely. I have access to 10,000 TV stations at no monthly charge whatsoever.
Is it an app for Fox News, or is it just...
I can't explain technical detail because my wife takes care of that for
Maybe
me.
Maybe you can ask her to drop me a note and let me know how to do it.
I don't know about that, but it's all doable. It's all very possible.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, Tucker continues to reveal the truth about what happened January 6th. He's making some very severe enemies on both sides of the aisle in the United States House of Representatives, the United States Congress. You know, one of the points he's pointing out, which is very true, there's only one party at the very top, at the very top levels of leadership.
Right.
There's only one party.
Right. I agree.
The top leaders of both the Republican and the Senate and the Democrats in the Senate are opposed to what Tucker Carlson is doing, which is revealing the truth. And that's going to wake up a lot of people, I think, don't you, Kirk?
Yeah, I'm aware of what happened, you know, with the things that he's been revealing on, you know, on the January 6th, you know, showing that. What's the way to describe the guy with the painted face? And
well, he's been called the shaman.
The shaman, like, there you go, right.
What he's called more than anything else.
Showing how he was guided into the Senate room by one of the guards there.
Two guards.
Yeah.
Two Capitol. Well, these aren't guards. These are Capitol police officers. They're not rent-a-cops. These are real cops.
Right.
Commissioned law enforcement officers that have badges and guns. And he was being escorted to the U.S. Capitol building as if he was an honored VIP guest.
Sure. But clearly the whole thing was a setup, as many of these events are.
Well, he had no reason to believe he committed a crime because he was arms reach from anywhere from two to nine uniformed officers by himself, by the way. There was no sense of urgency when he was being escorted as if it was, you know, something, some kind of emergency going on, which there was in other parts of the Capitol building. But I'm sure he was pretty shocked and surprised to find himself charged with a crime, since if he was committing a crime, the officers would have taken him into custody immediately, as opposed to treating him as giving him the VIP treatment, don't you think?
Right. Yeah. Well, he's got some kind of a background, too, that's a little strange. I can't remember all the facts of the article that I read.
Well, he's had a diagnosed with a mental health issue in the past. His attorney came on Carlson's show last night, and the attorney described the shaman as being highly intelligent, very peaceful man, which most likely he is. But he's got a 4-year jail sentence for something that we're not sure what it is. If he was in fact trespassing, which could have been, may have been the only legitimate thing, if he had not been escorted through the premises, how can you be trespassing when the men in charge of preventing trespassing are giving you an escort? How's that possible?
Well, you know, some of the folks that work there in Washington, you know, in these different roles, security and whatnot, may not be the brightest bulbs on the tree, according to what I experienced when I was there. I don't know what your take on it is, if you've toured any of those buildings and, you know, had
a
chance.
I went through all those buildings. And
it's not a top shelf situation, unfortunately. Well, you know, well, not like what you and I would consider, you know, strong security.
Well, the men and women in charge of prosecuting them all have law degrees in the Department of Justice. So
right.
They're clearly not dummies.
Right.
That's who charged him and prosecuted him.
Do they have a history of acting, you know, what you and I would consider properly, you know, in their judgments and how they execute the law and you know, the intent behind it. I mean, just everything about that place just has gone way beyond what it was intended for. And what do they say? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I think
right.
That flows throughout that entire D.C. infrastructure, in my opinion.
Right, right. Well, that's taken the headlines away from other things, such as what's going on in Ukraine, for example. And trying to get back to the headlines here. Let's do this, and then we'll do that. The war in Ukraine continues to go day by day with men and women, and I assume children dying in combat. And the threat of this expanding to a general war, a nuclear war, is certainly a very real threat, isn't it?
Yeah, it would seem so. You know, again, you know, the whole Ukrainian thing is, in my opinion, completely misrepresented, you know, possibly by both sides. I think it's just a corrupt situation that was designed to act as a funneling point, you know, for illegal money funds and research that would be, you know, otherwise illegal here in the U.S. And I'm sure you're of the same opinion. And, you know, the people, I'm sure the people are wonderful people. I mean, I've met some Ukrainian folks that have come over here over the last 20 years. One is married to one of my friends, wonderful woman. I've met her mother, who at least up till a few years ago was still living in Ukraine. I'm not sure what the situation is now, but also a wonderful woman. And I'm sure there's some great folks there. But, you know, these things are perpetrated not by the people, but by the government, you know, the power behind the country. And I don't know that we can find many, you know, many non-corrupt politicians and governments out there today. It's difficult to sift through and know what to exactly believe. Certainly things are escalating there. And it appears from what I've been reading that the Russians are making significant progress. I don't know about what your take is.
I don't keep up with it on a day by day basis. Ukrainian women are some of the most attractive women on the planet from the photographs I've seen, and the men I've talked to who've gone there to visit and possibly find a Ukrainian wife. Mm. I recall I was one of the radio stations I did a lot of work with in St. Louis. One of the engineers, kind of a nerdy kind of a guy, he says, "John, look at these photographs." He had photographs of four or five Ukrainian women. He says, "American women look like this, won't even talk to me."
Right.
So he was very pleased to have a possibility of a relationship with a very attractive, height, weight, proportionate Ukrainian woman.
Right. Yeah, so often those things don't work out too well based on my experience with, you know, my friends that have gone down that road. You know, there's other intentions other than lifelong love and, you know, building a family. And, you know, it just seems to me that we as people need to really delve into the facts behind all these things to really continue to investigate to see what the facts reveal, because they change all the time. And I think a lot of people are just willing to believe an opinion of what they see without doing their own research. In my opinion, you know, that's a big mistake. I think that the wisdom comes from the, you know, contrasting viewpoints and, you know, weighing all of them. I guess, you know, continuing examination of what we think we know would be a way to put it.
Right.
Because
right,
lot of what we think we know is just not true. And it's just I feel so sorry for all the local people involved in that conflict, because I'm sure it's just devastating.
Right. Well, I was trained in military intelligence to evaluate all information by two standards. One would be the standard of the source, rating from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, and the rate the information itself from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. And that's what I do routinely. And when I run across a story, I like to read stories as opposed to audio or video presentations or books, either are. If it's a written story, the first thing I do is look for the author of the story. If there's no author, I pretty much discard it immediately. I also look for a date and of the article being written. I look for the location that the information is supposed to be taking place at. And then if I have seen articles by the author before, that gives me some heads up on the veracity, the validity of the author's information. And then I evaluate the information itself. How does it fit with what I already know? Is it in direct conflict with what I already know? Does it conform with what I already know? And then last but not least, I look for references. A article that has footnotes with original source material is one of the things I really look for and really appreciate in a well-written article. If it has references, footnotes, going back to original source material, that raises the validity of the information a lot, in my opinion, based on my training and experience. So that's how I evaluate anything that I come across, Kirk.
Well, that was extremely well said, and that was definitely an excellent lesson on you know, doing research and, you know, how to evaluate the information. Have you ever been told something by someone that you really trust and have high, you know, veracity score for, later to find out that their information was based on other information that really wasn't true, and they sincerely believed in what they said, but it just was wrong?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time.
Both my parents, obviously. and both my parents communicating information to me as a child that was patently false,
right.
That as a young adult, I found out was patently false. But
right.
When you're a child, you know, your parents know everything and you accept it at face value. Anyway, Kirk, Tucker Carlson continues to do a stellar job in exposing the truth about what took place on January 6th. And I should remind people, we got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. You got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. When you're out and about in your community, do you see people still wearing masks, Kirk?
I would say that 10% or less of the people here on the border, you know, North Carolina, Virginia, in both places, the bigger city we go to is Danville, Virginia. The smaller city is a country town here on the North Carolina side. I would say 10%, maybe 20, you know, possibly somewhere in between those two, I would guess. And mostly it's the older senior people, you know, that are wearing them. But we still see once in a while, you know, a sole person in a car wearing a mask with all the windows closed. But, you know, I guess it becomes a habit, you know, for some folks. I mean, clearly the results, you know, show that it doesn't do much. And if anything, it impairs the ability to, you know, to breathe properly. And I've experienced that. I mean, I work with masks all the time in my day work, you know, particulate masks and the bigger full face one. And, you know, the full face one doesn't seem to affect me in terms of being able to breathe in, because I think the flow is much better. But with the small little white, you know, and blue ones that you wear, the dust masks, they really do impair the ability to breathe. You know, after a half an hour, you can really notice a difference if you're wearing one of those things. So, in public, I think it's probably a stupid thing to do. And I think a lot of folks do it just because they're either virtue signaling or, you know, it's a habit that they've picked up, or they've been told by their doctor that, you know, they have the potential for catching germs and this is a good way to, you know, prevent it. But it's a shame. I think another thing that people have made decisions on probably without researching all the facts.
Right. Well, I just got a note from the marvelous Mrs. Moore that she's willing to help you with your fire stick.
So. That would be wonderful. Yeah, and tell her I'll reciprocate in any way I can.
Okay.
You know, I just got the thing last month, and it is, you're right. I mean, it's pretty all-encompassing, you know, of what you see on there for sure with the different channels and stuff. But I haven't figured out, I don't think, how to access really – the local stuff. But Fox was a big deal for me. I mean, Fox and Turner Classic Movies are the two things I miss without having the it was the satellite, not the cable that we had at our main house. And I miss those things. But, you know, the fees had gotten to the point where they were just huge. And, you know, really, those were the only two things that we ever watched, you know, on TV. So it just seemed stupid to continue to keep it. You know, bill was approaching $160 or $170. So, you know, I had enough.
Well, I went until Marvel's Mrs. Moore became part of my life. I had not had television for 21 years or something like that, and didn't really miss it. And I could access live news on the internet, so I didn't really miss it at all. But a friend of mine, she got involved in selling cable TV back in the 70s when it was brand new. And here was her sales pitch. You can watch movies with no advertisements. That was the sales pitch.
Right.
And I guess it was like $20 or $25 a month back then.
Right.
And, of course, now you pay money to watch movies with advertisements, don't you?
That's right. That's right. The premium channels. You know, if you have any premium channels, they all have a fee. But, you know, it's very convenient. The problem that we always had was we didn't have really good high-speed access at our main property, which is where our business is located, at our main house, until about maybe 7-8 months ago, because
really?
We had got into the Starlink system, and that actually functions, you know, where you can – you really – doesn't have very high upload speed, but it does have great download speed, so you can pretty much watch anything seamlessly. That was the first time we've ever experienced that in over 20 years, which is why we have that second property where I have my studio, because it's got the Comcast cable, you know, which is of course very, very fast, you know, when it functions. But an interesting situation. But I'm excited about being able to get back to Fox News.
Well, you'll get access to things that you never dreamed of when it comes to television. Anyway, Kirk, Is spring sprung there in your area? Are the flowers blooming?
Absolutely. All the trees are starting to bloom, or many of them. And the pollen count is very high.
Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
To hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the Ready Pure countertop stainless steel water filter, which instead of the very fragile plastic spigot the Berkeys have, has a solid metal spigot that will last for decades into the future. Ladies and gentlemen, you can spend anywhere from $4,500 to $12,000 on a wood-burning stove that gets 75% efficiency. You can do that. It's called a Vermont Bun Baker. Or you can spend less than $3,000 and get a wood-burning stove with 99.5% efficiency That's the Liberator rocket heater. Your choice. Your choice. So, Kirk, is everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment, sir?
Yes, it is, including some of our commercial equipment.
All right. Way to go. We got our first call here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Oh, hi. I've never read it, so I tell Julie it's foot and mouth time. I just want to get this in because I think what's going on up there with McConnell, you know, carrying on so bad, is he has been discovered as to what he did to Trump when he was in. Elaine Chao, his wife, buying stock in something called Vulcan Materials and not giving it up after she promised for a whole year she'd give it up. She's making Republicans look bad, but McConnell helped a little bit there. But that company specializes in cracked rock and sand and whatever, and they wouldn't admit that that's what is needed for railroad tracks, which her dad owns, this company, and it's an international company. And I say, man, I was trying to read what Trump was saying about her tweet, but my phone disappeared it. And I just want people to know that just because they're Republican, that doesn't mean that all that are bad. It doesn't mean all the Republicans are bad. Am I making any sense, John and Kirk?
Not a whole lot of sense, but we're trying to keep up here.
Well, I keep hearing people on RBS saying, I'm done with Republicans. They're all bad.
Well, and that's not what I said. I was talking about the top leadership. The top leadership of both parties are the bad ones.
I don't know. I mean, Trump's being blamed for the railroad thing, crash in there in the Ohio. And really, she was the one who had that done when she was DOT under him and under other several Republicans all the way back, you know, and I don't think he should be blamed for it when she's the one that finagled it for her father's railroad, stopping securities they had in, the brakes and everything they had in, so that probably wouldn't happen. Any of that make sense now?
No, it does to me. I just think that you know, I prefer limited government, you know, that adheres to the Constitution the way that I understand it. And we don't have anything today that even resembles that. I mean, I don't think we even have a republic or a democracy at this point. I think we have some kind of a new, you know, bureaucratic controlled animal that's just fraught with corruption and doesn't have representation, you know, for the people, which is the... You know, the chief.
That's the way it's been that way. But I'm trying to say, when people say it doesn't do any good to vote, well, where's Nancy Pelosi now?
Right.
She would still be. I mean, you got to look on the bright side sometime.
Or, no, I agree. You know, I agree. And there always is a bright side. And the brightest side is at the end of a rifle shot. You know, I just think that this whole thing has gotten way out of control, and I'm not a pusher of violence, but I mean, what Sam Heck at this point do we do? I mean, I can't continue to even evaluate what's happening. It's so bad, you know, from my perspective.
We need to exercise our right to write Congress. Senators right now is the one that, to keep the WHO from running.
I think we shut down the engine of the world and
we have a
let's
break
see
here.
How they like that.
We'll have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Fix bayonets.
Lame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many may have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. My new webmaster is doing a great job getting things squared away, up and running the way they should be. Yes, you'll find content at my website that is available nowhere else on the internet. Nowhere else. A daily intelligence briefing, the articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, links that are very helpful, such as links to Cliff High's video presentations, very helpful. And as you scroll down, you'll find other information that is difficult to find and very helpful to help you understand the world we live in. And, of course, products will help you as well. Liberator rocket heaters to keep you warm and cozy and save money. My heating bill this past winter was going to be, about $400 for the entire heating season. And that's what I do. I heat with the Liberator rocket heater. And, of course, I sleep every night with the energy cleaner and the mattress pad that goes with it, help me wake up after a great night's sleep with no pain. And you can also check out the energy cleaner at my website. You'd be very glad you did. It's only $285 shipping included. The mattress pad's very in price depending on what you need. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner, so you're risking nothing when you buy an energy cleaner. Details at my website. We can place your order, or you can call my toll-free online 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution, a complete line of water filters. I would assume, Kirk, that you're getting increased orders from the Northeast, and I guess we should ask first if Pat's still with us. Pat, are you still there?
Yeah, he's got a good.
Did you have anything else, Pat?
No, I'm still here. Hello.
You have anything else for us, Pat?
I'm still here. Yeah, that's a good product. But I'm just saying that we can't just say we're going to go out with a gun because, see, that's why that's why those people are in jail now, is because the Democrats already had it all planned to impeach Trump, which he was not president anymore. For making a fake insurrection up there, right? And nothing happened. Nobody shot anybody. Nobody really knifed anybody. Nobody hit anybody in the head with a, what did they say they did to that guy who was still walking around?
Right.
So that set them back. They had to think of something else. They had planned to get rid of Trump so he could never run again.
Well, they're still trying. They're still trying their silly, frivolous lawsuits. Anything else, Pat?
I'm just saying, when we get some little something, you know, we ought to tell everybody we can. And I've tried to get it in on RBN, you know, but I can't remember what I've told everybody. So maybe people out here. So what I'm saying is that we should start writing senators and asking them to keep on coming against all these bad Republicans. All the Republicans should come against the bad Republicans. See? Right now, that lady, she needs to apologize to God for what she did. And we all, see, God's looking at everything, and he's seeing if we don't do anything about it, or we don't do anything that'll work. Because, you know, I've lived long enough to know that people have come in and shot somebody, like Penn State, something they had that time, and all of a sudden it's just, you know, chaos. So, you know, he didn't do anything wrong that day. The people didn't do anything wrong. The FBI set up people did. They set the whole thing up and tried to make something happen. But I think we should just pay attention to God and the fact that if somebody starts shooting, that's exactly what they want. I mean, not when they come to your door to snatch you out, but I'm talking about just go out there on the street like a lot of people are saying on RBN and start shooting, please. I mean, we already been warned by a prophet.
Well, anybody who's advocating senseless violence is obviously a fool. We need to move on, Pat. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Kirk, earlier this week in the White House, there was a International Women of Courage Award ceremony. And one of the people honored was a mentally ill man who believes he's a woman.
Right. Is that the Admiral?
No.
Oh, okay, this another one. Okay.
Civilian, a obese man with long hair and a dress. Mentally ill, obese man with long hair and a dress who believes he's a woman was honored as a woman of courage. Now, there was, I don't know how many slots they've got. They have a limited number of slots for real women who have displayed courage in some way or another. Perhaps a woman nurse who performed some kind of, very life-saving procedure in a real circumstance, you know, difficult circumstances. But instead of having a real woman receive that award, they gave it to a mentally ill man. The president gave him a hug. I also saw on Tucker last night a powerlifter. She's a real woman, powerlifter. She was going public with her distress that a judge has now ordered that men can compete in the women's sport. Mentally ill men can compete in a women's sport of powerlifting, which quite frankly means the women may as well stay home because they can't possibly win against a strong, powerful, biological male, can they?
No, and, you know, again, you know, part of the overall design to keep everybody on edge and, you know, to keep everybody just, I mean, it's flabbergasting to think of all the, you know, the elements of this. I mean, where are the women, the powerful women in government? How come they're not standing up to object to this crazy thing?
Well, I'm sure there's some. Carrie Lake is probably standing up, but Katie Hobbs is not. Katie Hobbs is all on board with mentally ill men being treated as if they're real women. So there's a few. I don't know. I don't have a list in front of me of the female elected officials right. that are against this mental illness being treated as if it's normal and real. It's really, we've come to a point that's really bizarre and strange, haven't we?
Well, you know, it greatly upsets me. I'm sure it does you. And, you know, that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to keep us off kilter and keep us confused. And it's working. I mean, you know, we're in an info war, you know, as Alex coined. And that's really what this is. I mean, Pat's right. I mean, there's no bullets flying. There's no real violence happening. What it is we're being decayed and degraded in our minds and in our thinking, and they're attacking the entire infrastructure of the country and all the religious underpinnings and everything that we're experiencing today is because of that. I mean, they're trying to keep us off kilter and focused on these individual horrific issues and take our eye off the real ball, which is the transference of power, you know, as you say, you know, to the communists. And that's what they're trying to do. And it's working. It's very effective.
Well, I mean, it's working to an extent. My oldest grandson, when he played high school football, there was an obese woman who was given a uniform because the state of Washington requires any youngster who wants to wear a football uniform to be issued a football uniform. And, so she was on out there on the sidelines, never set foot on the field ever during a game, ever. And but I would watch her when at the beginning of the game all the players run out into the field. Her running was more of a fast waddle. She was so obese, and so I asked my grandson what he thought about this girl wearing a football uniform, and he said one quick response: "Grandpa, she can't run." And basically, my grandson and the other players just ignored her, and I was there for the last game of the season, and she's smiling and happy that they won their last game. Her smiling parents came out in the field to embrace their daughter, who was wearing a football uniform and never set foot on the field for 1 minute during the entire season. And they embraced their happy daughter, who was wearing a football uniform. The girl went on to women's professional football league, by the way, where she can waddle back and forth there and actually be paid money.
Insane. Absolutely insane. It's insane. I mean, you can't even listen to it without getting, you know, stirred and upset, at least for me. Or maybe there's people out there that listen to it, completely discount it. It doesn't ring false with them because of the training that they've received, you know, at this point. I mean, really, I mean, things have shifted an awful lot in the education system. I mean, I can't even find a teenager to have a conversation with about this. They're afraid to even discuss it. And why wouldn't they be, based on what they see online and what's being force-fed to them information-wise?
Well, I'll tell you who you could have a conversation with. That would be a homeschooled teenagers.
Maybe. I'll tell you, if they're if they're active at all on the internet, and a lot of them are, you know, they're still shifting away from the base norm, the way you and I understand it.
My cleaning girl is here every Thursday. She's a homeschooled teenager, 18 or 19 years old, farm girl, and she's not afraid to discuss anything. She's very bright, very well educated. I know her parents quite well, and we have, during breaks here and there when she's cleaning, we have short but interesting conversations. And I have another young man who comes here, another farm boy, homeschooled. He can talk intelligently about most any topic, and he's not fearful to talk about those topics.
Right.
So there is some hope, and of course the homeschool movement is a growing movement nationwide, which has exploded since the winter of 2020 with the COVID lockdowns. Parents who thought they could not homeschool were given no choice. They had no choice because the schools were closed. And they found out that given no choice, they could, in fact, homeschool the children. And they got a chance to review the materials that their public schools were giving their children. And they were, in many cases, disappointed and outraged by these materials.
All four of my children were homeschooled. And it's 50-50.
What's 50-50?
It's 50-50 on their viewpoint concerning these issues.
Well, at least they have viewpoints, and they can express them intelligently, can't they?
The two that are against the way you and I feel, don't like to discuss it because it makes them feel uncomfortable. You know why that is? I'm not sure, but it's disheartening. I mean, the whole thing is just really disheartening, and I'm not sure what the way out is. I mean, and now we've got government supported programs, teaching children and others. That the Civil War, why it was fought, how it was fought, the women's rights, all of these things are covered, and they're being portrayed falsely. I mean, we've seen this. They're manipulating and changing written history in many cases to reflect these new viewpoints, which are patently false. And, the problem with them being false is that it's not just that they're wrong, it's that they lead to democide. As we've seen throughout history, I mean, these points, when they're absorbed by the population, they lead to a situation of communism or other term, and it winds up where the government starts killing people. And we've seen this over and over again throughout history. This is going to be no different, except now they have other tools for accomplishing that goal that go beyond the rifle on the brick wall. I mean, they've got things they're spraying, things they're putting in the food, and have been for years. This is why it's so important for everybody to take personal responsibility, what they eat, where the food's coming from, and most especially the water that they drink. Because let me tell you, everything that they spray in the air works its way into the water supply, on top of the chemicals that they're automatically, in many cases, putting into the water supply that probably do a great job of killing bacteria. The problem is many of these chemicals, over time and distance, kill us.
I've heard it said that the chlorine is put into the public water supply to treat the water. The other chemicals are put in to treat the people.
Right.
So...
I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
And then you've got the manufacturing and agricultural chemical runoff. And again, a lot of these chemicals are great, at keeping bugs off of plants. But when we ingest them, they wind up attacking our immune system in many different ways. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a result of that right now, all of which serves to weaken and dumb down the population, or at best, keeps them focused on their ailment, where they can't do the extra reading, can't do the participation, the local participation. And this is what we see, at this point. What the way out is, I'm not sure. I mean, I agree with Pat. I don't think it's a straightforward violence issue. I think what it is some kind of a passive resistance issue that we need to get organized and quick, because I think that's the only thing at this point that's going to turn this around other than a sheer act of God. And if there is a sheer act of God, it's going to take a violent form. I mean, I'm completely convinced of that. Maybe there's no escaping it. I'm not saying it's initiated by conservatives. I'm saying it's just standard practice for what overpowerful governments do over time. And we can see this throughout history. What have they killed? 250 million people. Governments have been killed, 250 million in the last 40 or 50 years. That's not going to stop. I mean, it's part of their religion, as you know.
Well, and, that number really goes back better part of a century, but we have something that these other countries did not have, and that we have the Second Amendment. And,
right.
And that's a massive, massive issue that the socialists, communists, Democrats, communists can't overcome, despite their efforts for decades. They can't overcome that, and they won't overcome that, which puts them in a quandary, doesn't it?
It does, and hence, we see the issue, at hand. But I'd be all for figuring out a way to get out of this thing by just stopping their engine, which is possible to do. And, you know, Mohandas Gandhi did it in the early 1900s.
Well, Gandhi had a civilized government he was opposing. The British government was civilized, and they didn't want to murder the people in India. That's how he was able to do, in a nonviolent way, what he did. Gandhi doing the same thing in China would have been smashed like a bug. Gandhi attempting to do the same thing as an Armenian in Turkey a century ago would have been smashed like a bug. So that was a rare exception, what Gandhi was able to pull off. We have a break, right back.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me.
This feels like heaven. You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk, I just saw a headline. It looks like the company known as Blackstone is buying another company called Ancestry.com.
I saw the same thing. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And for a long time, I've known that these you know, 23andMe and Ancestry and these other companies. It's all about data collection. You know, they want people to provide freely the data for them to understand ancestry so that it can be categorized, like what we saw in World War II with the Nazis. It's the same thing over and over and over again. You know, it doesn't change. It just takes a different face. And this is just the tip of the iceberg compared to what we're going to see with the privacy and technology. I mean, think about it. They're going to be able to put everybody in a tiny little box categorized by their purchases, their buying, and why? So that they can institute this digitized monetary situation. And in doing that, they'll be able to completely control how you spend, where you spend, how you travel. The car won't even start if they don't want it to, right, with the electric car. All of these things are happening. And you know, it just keeps moving. I mean, we talk and talk, and we see the fighting going on supposedly in Washington and all the rest of it. And meanwhile, the train just keeps moving down the tracks. And at what point do we say it's time to take some kind of coordinated action? And I don't know what that action is. I mean, I'm not an expert, but we've got enough of us out there that care about what's happening. We ought to be willing to take some action in a coordinated way. The podcasts and the radio shows are great, and the train keeps moving down the road. And at what point do we say, how do we become more effective at making known, you know, what to do to turn the situation? I want to remind everybody before I leave, I know the hour is late, we've got our Water Revolution cartridge sale going on right now. It ends, I believe, on Monday. It happens every year when the clocks change back and forth with daylight savings time. You can save 20% on the cartridges. We also have a straight 10% discount on all the equipment that we sell, which means for the John Moore listeners that you're going to not only save the extra $100, but you're going to save the extra 10% on top of it as well. And that sale ends on Monday. This could be a big thing. Also, check out our new website, please, at libertymanwater.com. It's still being updated, but it is brand new format. We've got a lot of video content coming. There's one video I was hoping to have up today on our new Helix Energizer that will be posted at some point today. And it might be, you know, 11 o'clock at night. The video folks don't move quickly, but we should see it up there sometime tonight. And so check it out. And again, libertymanwater.com.
All right. Well, okay. Real good, Kirk. Well, we look forward to having you back next Thursday. Any final words for our listeners before we get away?
No, I think it was a great call. I'd like to figure out what we can do and how we can do it to really make a difference, because I'm not sure that you know what we're doing is making enough of a difference.
Well, join your local militia. Join your local militia.
No, I'm not into that. I just,
well,
you know what
be
I mean.
Well, that'd be one path for some people. Kirk, thank you. The top of the hour break, we'll be back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's SusannasSecret.com. SusannasSecret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.